Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. Berlin may face new strikes by employees of Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, as early as next week, which means that garbage collection might be affected once again. Markus Bork, head of Verdi, stated on RBB that on March 27th, BSR will, quote, definitely hold another warning strike. That is when the public sector bargaining round meets for the third time. If no result is reached on March 27th, Bork expects a vote on indefinite strikes, and he asked Berliners to understand that in many parts of the city, there is still uncollected garbage. According to observations by RBB reporters, large amounts of garbage were found in and around garbage cans in the districts of Schöneberg, Moabit, and Lankwitz. BSR employees are in the process of collecting everything, including garbage bags left next to the bins. Bork stated, quote, normally that's not their job, but after the strikes, it's the norm. Employees are now doing extra work to clean up, and for that, they get a bonus from their employer. Unquote. BSR said in response to an inquiry from RBB that it was making efforts to gradually eliminate the effects of the strike. In the second round of negotiations at the end of February, the employers presented an offer which included a 5% wage increase in two steps and one-time payments totaling 2,500 euros. The unions rejected the offer. They are demanding 10.5% more income for workers, but at least 500 euros more per month. Germany's last major department store chain, Galeria Karstadt Kaufhof, plans to close 52 of its remaining 129 stores. In Berlin, the stores on Wilmersdorfer Straße in Charlottenburg and Müllerstraße in Wedding will cease operations on January 31, 2024. The other eight Berlin stores are not affected by the current plans. At the end of October, for the second time in less than 3 years, Galeria Karstadt Kaufhof had to be rescued in a protective insolvency proceeding. In a letter to employees at the time, CEO Miguel Mullenbach cited skyrocketing energy prices and the slump in consumer spending in Germany as the reasons for the company's threatening situation. From the outset, the CEO left no doubt that the renewed restructuring would involve substantial cuts in the store network and significant job losses. The trade union Verdi warns that the announced closures could have a huge impact on the affected cities. Verdi also assumes that the Berlin store on Müllerstrasse will be able to reopen in 2027 after a complete renovation. For a spokesperson, the union is working to ensure that the employees can be temporarily accommodated in other stores in Berlin. 20 million euros are to be made available this year for measures against youth violence in Berlin. This was decided yesterday by the Red, Green, Red Senate. Mayor Giffey stated, quote, I very much hope that this will now be implemented. The course has been set. Unquote. The money will be used to finance a package of measures in the areas of parental work, school and youth social work, as well as to strengthen the juvenile justice system. In addition, the Senate has agreed that the applications for the 2024-2025 double budget should take into account up to 70 million euros more. But this is no longer up to the red-green-red government. Giffey made a point of keeping her word on the package of measures, stating that the coalition promised to resolve the issue by mid-March. The Senate bill will next go to the Council of Mayors for comment, and some of the measures will also be implemented by the districts. Referring to the imminent change of power with a black-red Senate being the most likely option, Giffey stated, quote, in the exploratory and initial coalition talks for the new state government, it has been agreed that the results of the Youth Summit and this Senate resolution will also be implemented in the further course of legislature. So this is an important priority for the future, even beyond 2023. In that respect, we have laid the groundwork for more to actually happen in this area. Unquote. Giffey stressed that there is no disagreement between black and red on the youth issue. On Monday, the fall of a pregnant woman into a rail bed led to the arrest of her companion. The 38-year-old woman fell from the platform of the Warschauerstrasse S-Bahn station into the track bed due to a sudden attack of dizziness. According to the federal police, it was an accident without any external influence. The pregnant woman managed to get to a safe spot on the track bed before the S-Bahn arrived and remained unharmed. Emergency crews rescued her from the bed and took her to a hospital for evaluation. When police checked her companion, they noticed that he had an outstanding arrest warrant and he was taken into custody. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Friday. Thanks for listening.